Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspence Radio. That zombie's got a pretty good charisma score.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to re-kill some level one zombies, but that's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 5 of D&Ds for Nerds. I'm Jackson Bailey, playing Criff Pum Pum Criff. This is Ali Kathleen.
Hello.
Playing Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather. And this is Joel Zammett.
Hiya.
Playing Leo Shadow. And, of course, our illustrious DM, Adam Cake Muscles.
That's... no, guys, no.
Shut up. Previously on D&Ds for Nerds.
I drink one of the floating potions. Chuff down the stairs.
Check the traps down the stairs.
You're going to be fighting cats today.
This is what you get for using a cat as a decoy.
Okay.
If snakes could look like hamburgers, they would.
Guys, I'm on one health.
Guess who speaks dragon?
Jackson, quick, block of wood.
Fire your bow at it, you idiot.
Yeah, that one. I don't know how magic works.
Me neither.
He's casting burning hands.
Uh-oh, that sounds bad. I think I'm going to stab a wizard.
I think.
So, whose turn was it? Oh, yes. The staggered crit. Yeah. Criff, it is your turn.
Can I throw my spear?
Yeah,
drink
go
a
ahead.
Potion!
You can.
I'll drink a potion. That okay. Seems wise.
Yeah, I'm muffled and conscious.
You regain 4. Just from the ground.
No.
You regain 4 hit points.
God. Yes!
So,
Mios, Dios.
That would be your turn, and Leo, you go down to -2.
Oh, that's not, you got a while.
Hey, man, I've got like so many more turns, maybe eight
turns.
eight turns of
some
life
would,
left.
Some would say 8 turns.
That's so many.
That's more than enough.
Yeah, we got this, guys.
Me and Ali can take him out, whatever, right. He's just an old man.
Let's do this. He doesn't have magic at all. I'm telling you, a block of wood on the head.
Yeah, that's how I'll finish. That'll be my finishing move, yeah. Mortal Kombat style.
Yes.
He casts another spell. Yes. Jackson, you recognize it as sleep.
Oh, good night, everyone.
No, you can't sleep.
Sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not, Ainsley.
Yeah, but he is. Yeah.
I sure am.
Can't I stabby stabby first?
You've got this burning rage inside you to kill him.
It's true.
But the burning rage is being put out somewhat by this overwhelming urge to just lie down and go to sleep.
Have a nap. And you can gain some hit points. That's all right.
All right, yeah, no. I'm down.
After 8 hours, you will.
It's good. It's good times.
Ainsley, you fall asleep.
Oh, boy. Just little old me.
Wizard-y wizard.
Fuck off, what?
And Criff, it's your turn.
At him?
Your turn, Criff.
He'll kill me.
Okay.
Huck a spear.
Hey, you hit him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You spear him in the... Fuck, you spear him in the throat?
Yes!
It's like he's got he's got an entire spear in his throat.
Cast a fucking spell there. I mean...
He falls over and dies.
Yeah!
What that was a really long depth.
Adam, first of all, is we out of combat now? Can I do whatever? I cast Rouse.
Oh, to wake me up.
Motherfucking Rouse, wake up.
Does not wake people up from magical speed.
Oh, no.
Surely.
I cast it anyway.
Okay. Help so you cast Rouse, which is just him essentially like, hey, guys, wake up. Wake up, guys.
Guys, wake up.
Come on. Oh, my God.
All right, I'll chuck a health potion in this bugalug.
Okay.
Down to 3.
You're on 5 hit points.
Oh, happy days.
Can I just try and slap this one awake? I'll wake you up with just a hefty slap in the cheek.
Love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, Ainsley, you wake up as well.
Super!
Hey, guys, let's search this fat old wizard.
He's not fat, he was
frail.
Can
I take a health potion? Do we have any left?
We've got 3 left if you want to...
I would take 1, thank you.
Okay, down to 2.
Full hit points.
So there was a bounty for this guy, wasn't there?
Oh my god, there was!
Cool. I'm just gonna
did we
decapitate him?
Oh.
And just grab his head in my bag.
Oh, hang on.
I wanna search his pockets.
Oh, you make a mess of it.
Oh,
you get like.
Piece of shit, burn
a
me.
Head, it might be recognizable, but it's like a mess.
Good. Sorry, we'll wash it, we'll clean it up. Whatever.
Can I check his pockets?
Yeah, sure.
What are we gonna
you
find?
Loot the room.
Marbles.
marbles and some peppermints.
Like a solid old man that he is.
Yeah. Peppermints and a couple of patties.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I feel bad. He was like a legit old man.
And a newspaper wizard, but... clipping from the 70s.
Yes.
Oh. You find 110 gold pieces?
Yes.
Yeah. How rich do we want to be, guys?
There you go. I'm going to spend it all on it. Daggers.
The rest of the stuff is just like old magical textbooks, but most of them date back from like a time when some people weren't allowed to vote.
So they're like out of date. Like if I went through and I tried to use them, people would be like, oh my God, you idiot. That's not the case.
So there's nothing
anymore.
Else.
We're smarter than that.
There's nothing else in his library?
There's maybe like a couple of books on demons. You're not sure if they're worth
anything. Anything useful? Nothing.
Take a book. Why not?
Nah. Hassle. Search his office.
So
what were we meant to be here? What was our mission?
What was it the point of?
Like, are we just like standing over the corpse and being like, the fuck are we doing here actually?
We went to something about an alchemy something. What did that guy say that we bought his coat off?
It was a good coat.
So long ago.
Well, there's one more door. Maybe the answer's through here.
You open the last door?
Yeah.
Check for traps.
I like that. It's always like, I got to open it. And you're like, no. Check for traps.
I got this.
You find a trap.
See? I got this.
It's a tripwire. It looks like it activates like a pit trap. You open the door and then you just fall down a pit trap.
Didn't he say something about a pit trap?
We did get warned of that.
He said something about a pit trap.
Yeah. Didn't we buy a scroll off him?
Nope. I tried to steal it. I failed.
Well, then we just won't go in that room.
No, I'll
I think there might be treasure this way, Ainsley.
That's what we're here for. This is the point.
Everybody back away. I'm going to hurl a book into it.
Good plan.
Okay.
Open the door from afar.
Book hits the door, right. I guess.
Open the book.
Oh.
Open the door.
Open the door from afar.
How?
By throwing a book
at it. A door open spell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you cast the spell and the door opens, the trap gets set off, and there's like a just this little pit trap. It's open in front of the door.
Can we jump it?
You could jump it, yeah. You
jump
can try.
Do you guys want to risk it? Because I have two potions that are jump. Also, when did I land from floating out of curiosity? Or am I still floating?
No, you would have ended when you got to the bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
Before we do anything hasty, what's in the room? What's up here and look inside the room?
It's completely pitch black.
I'll chuck a sun rod down.
Torch, guys.
Lantern.
Torch.
Okay, one person night. At a time.
No, three of us at once.
At the
everyone.
Same time, we'll bring out a light source. Like, oh, yeah. Wait. Okay.
So, Jackson, you throw your sun rod in.
Yep.
Do you throw your torch in?
No, I hold it.
Okay.
Throw your lantern down.
Your light cannot pierce the darkness.
Oh,
no.
It's like it does not reveal anything of the room. Jackson, you believe it to be a magical darkness.
I believe it to be a magical darkness.
What are those potions we have? Are they
I have low light vision, but that won't help, will it?
No, it will not. That doesn't help you.
We got a potion of jump, two of them. Yeah. We got a potion of endure elements. I'm going to chug one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just chug a potion of endure elements. Can I see?
No.
Those don't work. All right.
It's not an element thing.
Jackson, you make me angry.
What else we got?
So mad.
We got hide from animals too. This is not an animal. This is.
We should have used that when we were running away from your cat.
Well,
so that it wouldn't be angry and it would have come to save us.
The cat is still strapped as far as we know. We might have to use that.
Three floaters. Uh-huh. So we could each have one and just float down. And then if there's you know, anything on the ground, we'll just chug along that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, really, except mage armor, but I don't know how that'll help us. And two dead snakes.
Give me them snakes.
I'll give you the snakes.
I fling the snakes into the room, see what happens.
Okay, well, they pass through the door into the room. You hear them hit the ground, but you don't see anything.
Let's just float through.
Let's just float through. Fuck it.
Each chug a floating potion.
Yep. Okay, you all drink a potion and you just, like, float carefully into the room. Who's first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. I'll be in the middle.
Okie dokie.
Take up the rear, Leo.
Done.
So, Griff, you float through the room. As soon as you get in, you
feel
should
hold each other.
Holding hands?
No.
Rope.
Yeah. We can either do rope or we could just everyone hold hands or feet.
Let's all hold feet.
I mean, that Chris
what
is
you
at the front.
Sorry, Ainsley. What is your plan?
Pardon, Ainsley? I mean, go on.
We're not fucking apes.
Wait.
Our feet.
Let's hear her out.
Go on.
Like when you're parachuting and you're making a formation and I'll hold Chris's feet and then Leo will hold my feet and we'll be in a fucking line.
Are we belly to the floor over and over? Is this?
I don't see why that's better than a rope. But sure, I grab her feet.
Okay.
Hooray!
You create a bizarre conga line of floating fucking idiots, and you enter the room. Fucking Griff, you're the only one who can guide anyone, seeing as how you're the only one who has hands free at the moment.
And our eyes are just dead onto the floor.
Because again, we're like coming up ahead.
You see down into the pit trap, the bottom of it is spiked, and you can see like a skeleton down there.
Oh boy.
Then you get into the room. When you get in, the temperature drops like immediately, maybe 10 degrees.
That's when we should have used the Endure Elements thing.
I've still got it. My mind.
You're like, it's like comfortable, but you detect the
I build a campfire out of my flint and steel on top
you
of
probably,
my back.
Probably shouldn't do that while you're floating.
Okay,
just
I would.
Just imagine you like get a log, let go, and you're like,
You're like bumping around in this dark room. You start like feeling out its dimensions. It feels like it could be a storeroom. You detect what are obviously like chests and barrels.
Okay.
And then Jackson, Criff, you're leading the way, right?
Uh-huh.
Then your hand like brushes over something wet.
Ew. Guys. I try and scramble over them.
Criff like climbs his way. Criff, you accidentally push off and you're like up against the ceiling now.
Guys, help! I'm adrift!
I'm going to say, Leo, you bump into it as well. It's like wet and hairy. And
gross.
Yeah, Criff, you hear it like...
Do I know what this is?
In the dark? No.
No.
It's big, whatever it is.
Just give it like a proper good feel. Just like a blind person. You're like, what's going on here?
Get slimy.
Get slimed.
Get slimy. And then hug it.
Can I use my sleight of hand
to pick its pocket?
To see if...
A minor magic trick?
To search, but stealthily.
Let's see what you do. You like search. It's not very stealthy, though. You're like just feeling around. Eventually, you get to what is quite obviously a mouth. And you can feel these rows of like fucking teeth on it. And it's got these like
it's got sharp teeth.
It's got like tusks.
And it could be a boar.
You like stick your finger into its nose.
How did you do that?
What its nose feels like.
It feels like it's never blown its nose.
It's very mucousy.
And then it swats you out of the fucking sky.
Ow.
Yeah, it hits you. It hits you hard. You, like, go sailing across
the room.
Should
Ali roll to keep hold of his feet?
Oh, man. You take 8 points.
Oh, my God. Are you dead again, Zammit?
He's on -2.
Zammit.
Oh, my God.
Zammit, you're just careening around. So, like, no one can see you, but you're just gracefully in, like, zero gravity floating around.
By the way, its nose is...
Leo? Hang on, wait.
Leo?
Okay. Ainsley, you heard that. You like, you know what just happened. Yeah. Criff, you don't know what happened.
What's going on, guys? What do we see? Guys?
We'll play Marco Polo.
So Marco
Polo?
Polo?
How far away from each other
Silent.
Are we?
You guys need someone. You guys need a tank.
We are very weak. Adam, I'd like to create a block of wood and just drop it and hope.
You can't create the block of wood on, like, not... You got to create it, like, on the ground. You can't
so
create
I have
it
to
and have
create it,
it
then pick it up.
Yeah, it used to be in Dungeons & Dragons that they didn't specify that. So what people would do is they'd, like, I summon a whale. And they're like, well, you're on land. I summon it above the enemy.
Everybody get whale.
Good tactic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can I swim down?
You can push off.
Yeah, you can like push off the ceiling.
How can we see through magical darkness, guys?
Maybe if we... I have nothing. I'm just stretching this out.
You have arcane knowledge?
Can I try and figure out how to get rid of darkness? Using my
mind powers.
My knowledge arcana?
You know a light spell. might be able to cancel the magical darkness.
One of which I have. Dancing lights!
That would be too weak.
Will it at least illuminate like a little bit?
No, it wouldn't illuminate anything. You'd need a more powerful light spell.
Damn. I'm just like flicking through my character sheet trying to find something.
Hang on, wait. Highs or lows, Zammit?
Highs?
Okay. Zammit, you bump into Ainsley.
Hey, I grab ya.
Okay. You know what's, like, you kind of know, you're not 100%, like, you don't know exactly what happened, but you understand the basics.
Yeah.
Like, you know he's been wounded pretty gravely. You think he might be out of it again.
Okay. I'm going to grab your leg. Yeah. No?
I have the potions?
He has all the potions.
Somebody. I just call for one.
I'm going to call potions. No.
I'm going to throw a potion.
That's a bad idea.
In the direction of the sound.
Yes, yes.
That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Ah, oh, it's happened. It's happened, Allie. Accept it.
Okay.
Ainsley, high or low? The most important decision you'll ever make.
Come on. You got this, Ainsley.
High. Do you think said both.
You're going to trick Adam there? Like he's going to be like
crafty.
Oh, you win. You can't go wrong with high.
High or low?
High.
High. The potion, like, you hear it bounce maybe 5 feet to your right.
Oh, no.
Hey, it didn't crash, so it bounced.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to swim down. I want to find the floor.
Okay.
Oh my God, don't find the spikes.
What was up or down.
Jackson, you're completely lost.
Help! I freak out and yell a lot.
Minor panic attack. Major panic attack, really.
Yeah. Yes, I freak out and yell and scream and propel myself around.
Okay.
I'm going to make whale noises in the background to keep them calm. And seagulls.
Are you going
to
try and find that potion?
At the same time, yes.
Okay.
I'm just going to make noises of the sea.
You find the potion.
Yay!
Is that an excited seagull?
Yay! It's good to be
You're going to feed it to Zammit?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right, why not?
Fully healed.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky son of a bitch. Yeah.
Are you calm now, Griff?
Nah.
No, not in the slightest.
So we
at about the same time you do that, the potion ends and you all hit the ground.
Oh,
I was like on the ceiling. Am I all right?
We're about to find out.
You tried to move away, so maybe. Nah, you didn't.
No. Nah, Jackson, we know you sculled on.
Jackson?
Yeah?
Get skulled
on. Oh, actually, wait. You have a chance to just try not to take damage.
Oh my God, all sitting nice. On the edge of our seats.
That'd be so nice if I didn't just have my head cave in like a pancake. Ah, that's not a good chuckle.
Nah, it's all right.
Is this the
Jackson, you take 1 point of damage.
Oh, that's okay. Guess who's on? 3.
And Ainsley and Ainsley and Leo, you were both already near the ground.
Can I search around? Try to avoid this hairy thing. See if there's like a switch to like stop so we can see. I'd like to see, Adam.
This darkness is scary.
I am blind. I do not like it.
You find you can work out the basic layout of the room now. You know where the thing is. And you know like the boxes and crates are up the other side. You can't find any like
check
source
for
of
traps.
Maybe if the whole room is trapped, where
you can't
everything
find
is.
Any traps.
Maybe the whole room is a trap.
I think maybe the catchphrase for this one is actually check for traps.
Yeah, I know.
Can we go back out the same way we came?
Yeah,
just go home.
You can see the exit.
No. Let's go to the exit, guys.
Let's chuff on out and look at his spell books.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll chuff on out.
Okay.
Just jump the pit.
Yeah, you just. Oh, hang on.
Oh, my God, that would be such a sad way to die.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So
hang
long.
On. It's not a hard one, but you're... Ainsley, you were so close. Like, Leo, you jump across and it's just not a thing for you. Like, whatever. You go a lot further even. Ainsley, you, like, jump and you're like, teetering on the edge.
This is upsetting.
And then Criff just hits you in behind and you both land in a heap.
Damn. Okay. Oh, so we're not in the pit.
No, you fall outside the pit.
That's all right.
All right, so... Clearly there's something in there.
Uh-huh.
Not great.
It hurt me, guys. I don't know. I like my last taste buds.
Your head is still
go
fucking
lick stuff
ringing.
To check.
All right.
Yeah, nothing. I can't. Nothing.
Go lick
so there's
some
just
stuff
the
to
one
check.
Door to his office. and then the other door
out. Yeah, the other room, the one that you were just in, that storeroom filling room, you unless you checked the boxes, you don't think there was anything else of note in that room?
No, we wouldn't have checked the boxes. Having too much of a panic.
It did just feel like a storeroom, though. You think there might have been just food.
What was the thing, though?
What if you just shoot a bow and arrow in
the office and have a look around and see if there's something going on, like
secret passages,
like an illumination spell,
like the Illuminati
spell. Like the Illuminati.
Yeah, I'll give it a double check.
Okay,
can we make some like those? Go back to the alchemy lab, make a potion of illumination.
Let's do that.
You can try.
I will give it my darndest.
Yes. A red hot go.
Yep. Get ready to taste.
Go, but just, yep, pass Jigglump.
How's Jigglump doing?
When you're going back up, Jigglump is still stuck there.
Give him a little pat on the head.
Like, he's, like, getting a little bit freer, though. Like, uh-oh. The spell is slowly
don't
starting
pat
to
him
end.
On the head.
He, like, hisses at you and, like, swipes as you pass.
Oh, boy.
When can you trade that in?
I'm getting rid of him next time we stop at a town. This fat piece of shit.
I mean, you know no way of making a light spell, but it's possible that you could fuck up and create something.
That's the aim. As they're like, you're a wizard, right? And I'm like,
when you get back up to the alchemy lab, you see that guy from the tavern standing there. And he's just...
I knew he was dodgy. Especially when I pinched his butt.
And he's just...
I see you have no coat.
He's just inspecting the lab.
Hey, buddy. We killed the wizard. That's what we were here to do.
I'm pretty sure you were just here for the money.
Got his head.
Is that?
Well, you might. Is that. Whose head is that? He says. He doesn't know.
It's
not quite clear.
Wizard.
Well, have you done looting everything, he says?
No, there's a storeroom that's really dark. We can't get in.
Scary.
I'm just going to make a potion real quick.
What?
Of seeing light. Of lightness.
I don't think such a type of potion exists, he says.
Just you wait. Adam, I'd like to just try.
You make this brown, goopy sludge that you're pretty sure is noxious and poisonous.
Get the guy to drink it.
We can try this.
As you were doing that, he just went down the stairs.
We can throw that into the thing.
As he's going down the stairs, you just hear him call up, "Who's cat?"
That's my one. Don't remove him.
He's a dick, he says.
Just like follow him a little bit silently.
Okay, he's just going. He goes down the stairs. He goes into Wonder Norton's office. And he just like has a little snoop around. Particular reason you're following me?
What are you doing here?
I figured you guys would either kill Wundren or die in the attempt.
I showed him his head. Look, it's here.
Well, you know, like I said, when I gave
you... Oh, look, it's headless. Why don't you believe...
Who do you think that is?
Why else would I... You said there was a bounty.
Well, do you want to go claim that or what, he says?
I just want to know what's going on in that other room.
It's like a beast.
There's something in there.
Like a boar?
Do you describe it to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a demon or something, he says.
We were so close to it.
I don't think you want to tussle with something like that.
I touched its mouth.
Finger in its nose. But it didn't attack us, so maybe it's good.
Maybe it's chained up in there, he says.
Maybe we could... I got enough.
What are you going to do?
I don't want anything to do with a fucking demon, he says. I'm looking for some books and then I'm going
to
leave.
Do we report this to, like, the local demon police?
You can report it to the town.
You're a wizard? What do we do?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
You probably report it to the local lord.
Guys, we got to interrogate the brown coat guy.
He's not a brown coat guy.
Well, he's wearing a brown coat.
No, we took his coat and sold it. That was a big plot point of the film.
He's got a new coat. The new coat looks nice.
What color is his coat?
I'll sell you this potion I made for your new coat.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, we've got to interrogate him like we're that five-year-old age where we just keep asking, like, our parents,
yeah, if we
why?
Just pester him enough.
Okay, go.
Yeah. He takes a couple books out of the shelf.
What,
and he's
what
going
are you
taking?
Doing?
Why are you taking those books?
Can
what
you give
doing?
Us some light spells? Can you teach us how to see?
Why did you make us do this?
Do you know how to make a light spell?
How did you get those blueprints?
Where did
are you,
you
wondering
your
Norton?
From?
Why don't you like wandering Norton?
Why did we kill him?
He's leaving.
No way.
Are you guys, like, following after him?
Yes.
Oh my god. He goes back to the town. Do you hassle him the entire way back?
Pick up the cat on the way.
Give him
until he enters
after maybe 10 minutes, he breaks into a sprint.
We run after him.
Okay. Oh no, wait, come back. We're not done asking
you
questions.
At least in town we can buy a light spell, guys.
He leaves you guys in the fucking dust.
What
god.
A zippy man. What a mean son of a gun.
So you guys are out like in the forest now. You're like on the path though. You could go back to town, back to the town you came from, or you could go to a different town. If you went, the town you came from was Edgegate. If you go back there, because Wondren Norton was in that like sort of territory, you might, if you could convince the town guard that you have his head,
yes,
get a reward.
Do you want to go back and search his body for like anything else that I might identify him?
We just tried to look for mints.
He mangled that fucking body. There is no recognizable parts.
Yeah, let's just go back.
It's hard to tell if it's a human at this point.
We go back to that town and I want to collect my bounty.
Okay.
And also maybe get a light spell and change out that shit cat.
Can I swap this? Nothing. That's what I'll say to the familiar store.
Such store. The way
not
you get in,
maybe report that demon thing, guys.
I feel like we should do something about that. I feel like not do, you know, like all that's required for bad things to happen is for good men to do nothing. I feel like that's one of those situations.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not good men, but I feel like if we don't do something, it might come back to bite us.
Or we could just leave it. Or we
I'm
could
down
tell
for leaving
some
it.
Other. Maybe we could tell some other adventures about
it. Hey, we have some
it.
Blueprints. Let's sell them.
Yeah, right.
At the tavern.
Yes.
That's okay. So we get the bounty.
So wait, you guys got to figure out who's good at lying before you do that.
All right. My bluff, not great.
My bluff, zero.
My lovely lady. My bluff is one, so I guess it's me.
Negative one for this boy.
Okay. So do you guys make, because it takes like a day to get back to town, you guys are resting again in the night?
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. When we get tired.
You would not believe.
Jackson.
Yeah?
Criff. In the night, you're just sitting there by the fire and your two compatriots are having like a doze. And you just hear somewhere out of the woods this low growling sound.
That's your cat.
I figured we picked up Jigglump. Did we pick up Jigglump?
Did you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you got him on the way out.
He must be so pissed.
That's probably why you lost track of that guy.
Yeah, you're like,
we gotta get the cat. Oh, and that, oh man. Jigglump fucking went into you the entire way.
What if I just like chuck him in my backpack and hold it? It's nighttime, Jigglump. It's nighttime.
But anyway, yeah, you hear this low growling from out in the woods.
Okay.
Hey, if only you had a spell that would rouse your allies.
Oh my god, everybody wake the fuck up.
You son of a bitch.
I rouse everyone.
With the spell or yelling?
I
wake them up with arousing. No, I'll just rouse them.
Finally.
Wake up, boys and girls.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Ainsley and Leo, you both wake up.
That's my wake-up noise.
Ainsley, you can hear the low growl. Ainsley, you can hear the low growling as well. It's coming from somewhere, like, just north. You guys are camped next to the road. Mm-hmm. The road goes east-west. Somewhere just north of you, you can hear the growling from, like, the bushes.
Can I also hear it?
You can't hear it, no.
I go back to sleep.
You son of a bitch.
Well, you're not...
I go back to sleep.
Okay.
I'd like to use dancing lights in the direction of the growling.
Okay. You cast the spell. The dancing lights illuminate this wolf. It's like a big motherfucker. And he's like low, stalking towards you guys.
Okay. Leo,
oh my god, that's so bright.
Poke it. Poke it in the nose. If it feels the same,
Leo's
then it's
fucking
the
asleep.
Same.
That's all right.
It looks like it's planning on making a meal of you guys.
Oh, don't even stress.
Wait, I'm only little.
He'll eat you in one
You're
gulp.
An entree.
I'd like to stab him in the head with a spear, please, Adam, if that's okay with
you. Okay, you're going to sprint up to him and try to stab it?
Yeah!
You hit.
Killed a wolf, guys. I'm going to wear its pelt.
I wouldn't say that.
Uh-oh. He's going to kill you and wear your pelt, Jack.
Yeah, it's really more of a glancing blow, if anything. You hit him, though. It, like, spears him in the side.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to initiative.
Let's fight a fucking wolf. Let's wolf a wolf down. Let's eat this wolf.
Are you going to wake up, Leo?
No. Okay.
Seems unlikely.
No. We will nap the entire
time. I'll get there eventually when something happens.
And it's like,
I'm gonna see what shoot you guys it with do. My bow and arrow.
Okay.
Bow and arrow that Pharaoh. That Anna Pharaoh.
Oh my God. Because Jackson is in the way once again.
This is
you,
ridiculous.
Like, at some point, you're just going to stop caring.
Just
it's
going to
be like, I'll shoot whoever's in the way.
It's true. It's true.
Fucking Criff, an arrow whizzes past your ear and just the tiniest of little specks of blood.
The hell? You son of a bitch.
Okay.
West.
Oh no, now we get mauled by a wolf. What's fucking Leo has a comfy nap next door.
You get bit.
Oh God.
6 points of damage.
Okay, I'm on one health. Guys,
we're running out of health potions.
We have you are. Three left. No, two. We have two health potions left.
We could buy some of them.
And fucking Criff, it's your turn.
Crossbow it in the mouth.
Okay, you take a step back and pull out your crossbow. Yeah. You hit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Point blank range. Yeah. I would be surprised if he did some.
Yeah, you would be surprised. You'd be very surprised. Like every shot I've tried to make.
You like take a step back, you're taking out your light crossbow, you're like, you fire, it strikes the wolf like in the side of the fucking face. Mm-hmm. The wolf looks like it's in a lot of pain.
Good.
Yes.
Leo, the commotion wakes you up.
I just throw a dagger. General direct.
Adam's getting excited.
High or low?
High.
Critical hit.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Leo champ. Fucking Leo.
Sleepy Leo, best Leo.
God damn it. Spinal tap. I like the name of this one. You, like, strike the wolf in... Oh, my God. You strike the wolf in the spine. It fucking... Oh, my God. It is in so much goddamn pain. It looks like its limbs are fucked up now. You hit it in the... You did spinal damage to the wolf.
Holy shit, damn it. You paralyzed a wolf.
It's
like fucking walking funny, and it's like when it like, you know, comes at you to try and attack you, it like, you know, its fucking mouth is twitching.
What happened? What's going on? I'm all right. Let's get it on. It's time to shine.
Let's fight, I guess. Time to...
And wait, whose turn does that make it?
I don't know.
Marked your names down wrong. I think it's Criff's turn.
All right, I would like to fucking scatter spell.
Nothing to scatter.
What about like
you're right in front of the fucker?
Acorns.
What about like rocks and shit?
There's like between
you
and
on
the
one
wolf.
Health.
I am on one health. Let's just
do that.
His spear's in him. Oh, God.
You can go again
shove
with
a sunrod in his mouth.
You can go again with the spear.
All right, I'll spear.
God damn it. Do you just let go as soon as you attack with this thing?
Yeah. I was always assuming I was throwing it, but you're right, I wouldn't be.
Why would you throw it in close range? You idiot. Oh, my God.
Yes, I'll stab it with a spear. I'll stab a wolf with a spear.
You can throw it, but in close range, why would you throw it?
More power?
Oh, God.
Less power.
Fumble.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you, like, try to attack, and for one fucking moment, you think that you're about to, like, dig the spear into the ground, and, like, the spear will, you know, fucking
smack
you
in the mouth.
But you, like, just... You just let go of the... you just let go of the spear and you drop
it's
it.
It's a quadriplegic wolf.
The wolf runs. You guys are not worth
it. Bow and arrow it. I want to wear it.
That.
How can it run?
You miss as it goes.
How is it running?
It's like skittering away.
Sling it in the face.
Chase the wolf down.
You hit it.
Good.
Nobody injures us.
I want that belt.
It's not dead, but it's trying to get away. Criff, it's your turn.
I'll crossbow it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hunt that fucker down.
You guys are ruthless.
We want its belt. We're all about jackets and shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's... Ainsley, it's your turn. You got to make a spot check because it's running off into the darkness.
All right, I'll do that.
You can't see it. You've lost sight of it.
So bad.
Leo, You have also lost sight of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Criff, you can see it still.
Oh, God. Crossbow that shit.
Nah, no, you missed.
Damn it.
Guys, you're the wolf's sure. gone.
Yeah,
the
wolf disappears into the night.
All right.
Okay. Back to sleep. We're going to go back to bed. Yeah, back to bed. Same place.
Maybe we should build a campfire so we don't get wolved again.
you had a campfire.
It just didn't give a
it's
fuck.
It's like the sort of the wintry season. Oh, it's coming to the wintry season. Yeah, okay. So a lot of the animals are pretty hungry.
All right, we spoon to sleep.
Yes. Sandwich.
It's like you were taking the crit file out there. You're spooning.
Yes, you spoon Butterfingers, you drop your weapon.
Just like, oh, sorry, hang on, let me just rearrange my sword. Did that go through you guys?
I was thinking an entirely different weapon.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
It did.
And we'll leave you there till morning. Will you wake up? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.